When you're self-reliant, positive, optimistic, and do your work with the assurance of success, you become a magnet for creative power, and nothing can stop you from being your best.
Wisdom is this special power that we can access to see the unseen, to speak the unspoken, to touch the intangible.
It takes wisdom to have positivity, and the most positive mind you can have is one of wisdom. What up, y'all? I'm Spence Fahia. Welcome to the Daily Bar Podcast, the first ever edition, the first ever episode of the Daily Bar Podcast. And the Daily Bar Podcast is all about that. It's all about wisdom. Listen, to get the full experience of the Daily Bar, you got to follow me on my social media, okay? Because on my social sites is where several days throughout the week, I drop a Daily Bar. Just a little rhyme of wisdom to push you through your day, to boost your day, to boost your week. And then all of those leading up to the first Friday of every month, we take some of those bars or one of those bars and we break it down right here on the podcast, take the wisdom out of it, apply it to our lives. So make sure you follow me at Spence_4HIRE. All right. When you are self-reliant, positive, optimistic, and do your work with the assurance of success, you become a magnet for positive energy, positive power, and nothing can stop you from being your best. Let's get into it. We have anywhere from 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts a day. Just that on its own is overwhelming. But then when you think about this, 80% of those thoughts, think about 80% of 50,000, 60,000 thoughts, 80% of them, studies show, are negative. Some of those things, a lot of those negative things are negative things we say to ourselves, about ourselves. Just imagine the perspective of life that you would have if someone every day was telling you things like, you don't belong. He's never going to be into you. You're not as good as the people around you. I'll never be better than this. My kids hate me. Let that sit in for a minute. Now flip it and think about this. Think about how your outlook on life would be if every day that same person was saying things to you like, you're better than you've ever been. You look good for you. You're stacking more money than you ever have. You are just as good, if not even more qualified than your counterparts that you serve with. Do not underestimate the simple power of a positive thought. I'm gonna run that back. Do not underestimate the simple power of a positive thought. Here's another one of our bars from earlier in the month. Doubt is the dam that blocks the flow of faith. A positive thought can break it, and your breakthrough awaits. In our opening bar, I said, if you are self-reliant, positive, optimistic, have assurance of success. These are all positive thoughts and positive habits. Let's break down some of them and take a look at them. Self-reliant. Self-reliant doesn't mean that you are never in need of help, never in need of coaching or things like that. It just means that you are more intrinsically motivated than externally motivated. I hope that this podcast is an external motivator for you. However, I hope you were intrinsically motivated to find it yourself, or to, if somebody shared it with you, to receive it and take the initiative on your own self-worth and self-motivation to make it happen. That's self-reliant. Positive. Positive doesn't mean that you're in some denial of reality. Positive means that you are determined to succeed regardless of the reality. You will find the upside. Optimistic. I love this one. Optimistic does not mean that you are a hopeless dreamer. Optimistic means that you can see the opportunity even in the opposition. So check out those two words. Opportunity and opposition, they both start off the same. They both start out with OPP, yeah, you know me, and then they go OR or OS, the fifth letter. The fifth letter is what makes the difference whether you see only an opposition or you see an opportunity. The fifth letter, just like you got five fingers on your hands, and with those five fingers, you can make a fist. And sure, you can put up a fight for an opposition, but an optimistic person will also open that hand and look for what they can receive from the opposition. Optimistic means you simply see opportunity even in opposition. Let's get it. All of these positive habits can give you the positive habit of assurance of success, a winning mindset, a winning vision, assurance of success. This assurance gives you a feeling of, I can't lose. And when you feel like you can't lose, there isn't anything that you won't try if you feel like you can't lose at it. The same way that so many of our thoughts are negative, positive thoughts multiply more positive thoughts. That's what makes you a magnetizing center for more creativity and more opportunities. See, negative thoughts can add up. One at a time, they stack up. But a positive thought is that much more powerful because a positive thought multiplies more. It draws more opportunity to you, like you're magnetizing them. Even though the opportunities have always been there, your negative thoughts may have just been denying yourself from them. Now, we won't flip that. So how can we start to magnetize them? How can we start to bring more opportunities into our world, into our mind? What's the first simple step you can take? Do not underestimate the simple power of one positive thought. One of the first principles about being self-reliant is about being self-aware. Sometimes we don't stop and actually take an account of the thoughts that are passing through our mind that we let sit with us. Our thoughts don't just get to be intrusive. They don't get to just come up in here without being checked at the door, patted down with a negative detector to find out whether they're bringing drama into our life, into our mind. No, you gotta check them. Our thoughts don't just get to have their way with us. So the first step is to be self-aware of the things that we're thinking. You scan your thoughts with the negative detector by asking yourself and getting in touch with your feelings. Ask yourself, is this the way that I want to think? Is this how I want to see myself? When I think this thought, how do I feel? Worried? Anxious? Do I feel stressed? Frustrated? Do I feel unworthy? No. When you scan those feelings, your feelings will tell you whether this is a negative thought or not. Listen to them. And then the next step, which is very important that you would follow it up with, is once you know you've got a negative thought passing through, you hit that pause and you replace it with a positive thought. Do not underestimate the simple power of one positive thought. Having a positive thought doesn't mean you need to have the solution to the problem or the answer or to be able to see it all the way through. As a matter of fact, this is the bare minimum of a counter positive thought to a negative one. Even if you just said something like this, I know I ain't got the answer right now. I know I ain't got the solution right now. This may not be the best thought, but I know one is out there. And I know it's going to come to me. Even that ambiguousness of not knowing, but having the assurance that it's out there is a much more positive counter than a negative thought telling you that there's no hope. One last time, I'm going to say it. Do not underestimate. You should know it by now. Do not underestimate the simple power of a positive thought. Many of the bars that I dropped on my socials in the previous weeks and that we covered here today in the podcast are inspired by a book called The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. It's a classic. So many of the wisdom that I will bring you on the podcast and in the bars are going to come from books like these. I highly recommend Audible. Throw on the beats, throw on the AirPods. If you're not somebody who likes to read or take the time to do it or even struggle with it, taking a book while you're working out, walking the dog, cleaning. I do the same thing. So every time I mention a book, I will send the Audible link into the comments where the episode is at. You want to make sure you're taking in wisdom on a regular basis. Wisdom is timeless. And this book right here, this is a timeless one. And it sets the tone for where we're going to go with this podcast. It all starts with the way that you think. Power Positive Thinking, Norman Vincent Peale. Make sure you check the Audible link. Get Audible, throw them in the beats. Taking some books. All right, one more time, let's spin it back. When you are self-reliant, positive, optimistic, and do your work with the assurance of success, you become a magnet for creative power, and nothing can stop you from being your best. It takes wisdom to have positivity, and the most positive mind you can have is one of wisdom, and the Daily Bar is going to bring you wisdom. The Daily Bar is going to help you set a high bar to reach every day, as many days as possible. So make sure you follow my socials. Listen, set a high bar in your mind and keep it there with a rhyme, all right? If you are down with this podcast, please leave a review, like it. Make sure you share it with someone who needs it. Y'all chill to the next episode. I'm going to see you right back here real soon. For more content, original music, and speaking and coaching services, hit me up at my website, Spence4H.com.